hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. And once again, apologize, running about 15 minutes behind schedule today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough week for you guys to finish up losses to Charleston and Northeastern, and then having to go last night with a tough 6-point setback to James Madison. Before we talk about the tournament in the week ahead, just talk about last week and your team's performances in your view.
Well, the last 2.5-3 weeks of the season have been challenging for us. We lost Brian Dawkins to an injury, and we had some tough losses immediately following that, and our confidence was shot. And the way our guys have hung together and battled back, I feel like we played our best game last night that we've played in several weeks, and I feel like we're gradually getting better and better. And you don't want to be in this situation at the end of the season, but I'm impressed with the way our guys are continuing to fight and continuing to play a little bit better, and hopefully get to take a deep breath and play well on Saturday.
Just kind of to follow up on some of your comments there, when you lose a guy like Brian, a senior and a starter, and obviously he's had a couple of solid games coming back, 12 points against Charleston, 13 against Northeastern, and then the game last night, how does that mess up your rhythm and your flow? And then, as you said, do you feel like you're starting to get back into that, to the rhythm and flow that you had before his injury?
I do feel like we're starting to get back into a rhythm. And we are a team that has a very, very slim, slight margin for error. And you take a guy like Brian out of the mix, a fifth-year player and a senior, and it shook us. And you don't want that to happen. You really don't. But that's the reality that we're faced with, that we've dealt with. And he's back now. And just like everybody in the league, we're a little banged up after a long, tough regular season. And you know, it's a clean slate when you go down to the conference tournament. So that's what we're faced with starting Saturday.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. One of the things that I would think is a benefit is you have a fairly experienced team, at least among your starters. How much does that help come tournament time, just in general, taking a team that's been to North Charleston before for the most part?
I think you're right. I think it does help. And having played in tournament games, tournament's different. And we've played in that facility. We know where to go in. We know where the locker room is. And I think that kind of stuff's helped. It doesn't necessarily give us an edge over other teams, but I think it helps.
Have a matchup in the opening round with Delaware in the first round. You had a split with them during the season. Just talk about the matchup with Delaware and what you did, what your team's going to need to do well against them.
Well, we have a ton of respect for what Delaware has done and the way that Martin's building this program. And it's always a 40-minute tough physical game against them. And that's the way it was in both games. The game here, we were playing with a great rhythm at that time, and they were not. They were dealing with injuries. And the game up there, they were battling to get their rhythm back, and we were not in a great place, and they got us there. So both of us are 0-0, and it'll be a CAA war.
Just in general for your team as you head into the tournament, what would you like to see from your team? What are some of the keys for your team to have some success this weekend?
Well, we have to defend better. And we've spent so much time working on our offensive flow that we gave up 90 points last night. We got to defend better. I think rebounding is something that we really have to focus on. And then we got to make some shots. We really do. And guys are – I thought we got out of a little bit of our offensive funk last night, particularly in the second half, and that was a great relief. And we need to build some momentum on that good feeling of the second half.
obviously, when you talk about Delaware, before I let you go, you talk about the guards and Ryan Daly and Ryan Allen, and Ryan Allen certainly had a pretty remarkable freshman season. What makes him so difficult to stop, and Daly as well?
Allen is explosive. He's a really, really talented offensive player and good player overall, and can shoot. I think that's what makes him hard to guard, is the fact that he can shoot and put it on the floor. And Daly's one of the toughest players in our league, and he figures out a way to score, whether it's shooting, making big shots, getting loose balls. He's a warrior.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for the time today and all season long, and I look forward to seeing you in Charleston.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.